Welcome to the St. Pete Run Fest Good Sweat Podcast. This is the first of many, and something that we decided to bring to you as an audience based on lots of demand and requests to share our story and to share the stories of our partners. Today, we wanted to start with an introduction of the team who brings St. Pete Run Fest to you all every year and why we're doing this and a little bit about Good Sweat. So I want to start today. This is Ryan, and I am my official title is Younger Brother, and I'm going to be introducing Keith Jordan and my sister-in-law, Claire Jordan, who are the founders and operators of St. Pete Run Fest. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Yeah, I'm Keith Jordan. I guess I am the older brother, and that I think that should be my official title as well.
I think it is. I think it is now. I think it is.
And I am Claire Jordan, and I'm the sister-in-law. Official title.
Yeah, so as you can tell, we're a pretty official group here. And so I guess the first question is, I just want to get some background on Keith. How the heck did you get involved in St. Pete Run Fest?
Super interesting, right? We moved from Austin, Texas, my wife and I, who's Claire, so she's also the sister-in-law, but she's also my wife. We moved here 9 years ago, but I remember we used to come visit you, Ryan, and I remember out running, and I thought it was really interesting. I mean, obviously, we loved St. Pete. We're perfect people to promote the city of St. Pete and work for the Chamber of Commerce, actually, because we chose to move here because of how wonderful the city is. And, we were out here going for a run, and actually, I think it evolved over several runs when we were here visiting, and I said, why is there not a really big running event here? I said, I just couldn't understand why there wasn't, because it's such a beautiful place, obviously.
Yeah, we used to. We used to.
So it was interesting. I was like, well, why don't we do this? Like, let's bring an event to the city. So we contacted the city offices, and they said, interestingly enough, we're putting this out for RFP to have an event, running event here in St. Pete. So that's kind of how we got started a long time ago. Now, it's actually 7 years. Well, the process started probably 8 years ago.
Yeah, that's amazing. It really is all about timing. And it sounds like a story, like we made it up, but that actually did happen.
Right?
We were actually out running and said, why the heck doesn't St. Pete have a world-class running event? And, of course, those that have been around for a while, because I've been in St. Pete now for 25 years, we used to have some really strong, like really wonderful community runs that took place every year, and they left town, and it just left us a gap. So we're really happy that we, and lucky, I guess, that we get the opportunity to fill that gap with St. Pete Run Fest, because this will be our seventh running eighth year this year, which is crazy. Time flies. I guess outside of just being a handsome guy, what's your background? So I know a little bit about Timberman, which any of you guys that have done an Ironman probably know a little bit about Timberman up in New Hampshire. How the hell did you get that many people up to the middle of New Hampshire to run or to execute on a 70.3? That seems crazy to me.
Well, I think how we started was pretty crazy too. One of the interesting things, how I actually got into endurance sports. I mean, I grew up basketball, tennis, baseball, all the usual suspects in terms of sports. I didn't really have any interest in running or triathlon or any of those things. I ran occasionally. I think I ran cross country one semester in high school. Wasn't really something.
You weren't that good. No,
I really wasn't. No, I back then actually I was built more for speed and less for plodding along really slowly.
We ran when we got in trouble, right?
Yeah. Yes. If we we had to do wind sprints or something like that. But how I kind of got into it is. I had a really, really good friend growing up, and I was living with him at the time. He was actually in medical school at the time, and he never really took very good care of himself. He was really, really overweight, out of shape, didn't eat very well. I remember I was out driving around one day, and I see him. He really didn't do much. Yeah, we played tennis occasionally. But I had no inkling that he was contemplating doing something that he chose to do. I was out driving around, and I see him running. I was like, what is he doing? He's out running. Like, I had no idea. I mean,
because
he was probably at that point, he was probably close to upper 200s in weight. And you know, we got home, and I said, "What were you? You know, what are you doing?" He's like, "I'm gonna run the Atlanta Marathon."
Yeah.
And I said, you know, I was so inspired, and you know, because it was not something he, you know, he kind of kept it close to the vest. And I said, "All right, dude, I'll do it with you." You know, so that's kind of how I got into running. And I said, "Yeah, I was just so inspired." And incidentally, now he's still a very, very close friend, but now he's running ultra marathons and
Yeah.
You know, now he's, you know, I think he's 6'3", he's probably 170 pounds. And so it changed his life. At the time, though, I also owned a business, a clothing business. And I went in after doing the marathon with my friend, and my partner was in there, and he's like, "Yeah, you know, that's awesome, but you know, you could never do an Ironman."
That's all you need to be said. Yep.
And you know, at that point, I actually didn't know how to swim, and I didn't own a bike. I didn't have any of those things. And I said, "But I can do this. I got a year. I got a year to do. You know, I can learn to swim and I can learn to bike." So I said, "You know,
it's only 70.3 miles." Yeah.
Yeah. So I ended up, you know, that those seeds were sown, but you know, that was a couple years later. And then I decided. I remember I came home and I had some time off, and my wife came home, and I said, "I just did something really crazy," and she was like, "What?" And I said, "I signed up for Ironman." And you know, she said to me, "She's like, but you don't swim or bike."
Oh, those things. Yeah.
I said, "Well, I run."
I was the swimmer. I said,
"I run." So I mean, I signed up for Ironman Florida. It's not till November. I have, and you know, I think it was 11 months away at that point. And I said, I feel like I can learn how to bike and swim in a year. That's kind of how I got into it. Little did I know, right? I mean, and it's kind of how I started getting into events like this. Is it's better not to know, maybe sometimes what you do and
comfortably numb, yeah.
Yeah. So I. You know, I got it, and you know, I was like, I could learn how to swim, and you know, I was just fortunate that I had some really, really great people surrounding me, because I was like, all right, I'm jumping in the pool, I'm going to go swim on my own, and you know, I was embarrassed. You know, I could swim to the, you know, I could swim to the other end of the pool, but then I'd have to hang on for a couple minutes to catch my breath, and I was like, yeah, it's going to get better, but you know, I looked much more like a spastic manatee than any sort of swimmer.
I'm just glad we don't have pictures of you in the Speedo.
I was philosophically opposed to those at the time too, but I was very fortunate that we had this master's class right next door. You know, they took all the lanes, and you know, they do 8 laps to every one of mine. And you know, she slowly shamed me. She's like, you know, what are you doing? I was like, well, I'm going to do Ironman. It's like, well, you know, you need to learn how to swim. You need to know how to swim.
You need a plan of how to learn.
He's like, so you don't think my plan's good? And then she said, you know, your plan could use a little work. She shamed me
and
joined her
class. Your first one was not a 70. I think I misspoke. You did a full Ironman, correct?
My first triathlon was a Ironman 70.3 in Maryland, okay. Sowed the seeds for starting an event.
Well, I remember he came home from that and he said, "You know, I think maybe we could put on a triathlon and do a better job."
Yeah, sure. Yeah, and this was in New Hampshire at the time with a population of what? Not even a million people in the entire state. So.
Well, in Guilford. Right. Small, but
sounds about as crazy as doing a 70.3.
So. But it's as Ryan knows, he and I both grew up in New Hampshire.
Beautiful place.
Beautiful place in the summer, especially very very nice. So kind of how the seeds were sown to put on events. Again, it's better to not know what you don't know, I guess. So he's like, you know, how hard can this be, right? You know, because I did this event in Maryland and. This Ironman 70.3 is like, oh, that doesn't seem that hard to put on, but that's because they're really good at it. It's, you know, things look easy when they're done well. So it's like, well, but again, we had the whole philosophy. It's like, we've got a whole year and we got this spectacular backdrop, right? We have this amazing crystal clear lake.
Yeah, Lake
we have beautiful bike. We have this run along this amazing lake. I was like, we can do this. So that's kind of how we got into it. And years ago, we just rallied the whole community. You know, and at that point, no one knew Yeah, this is, again, this is 22 years ago. No one really knew what triathlon was in New Hampshire. We were just really, really fortunate to have a group of people that just totally believed in it. We actually, our goal was when we started it, and it's like, we're going and talking to people, it's like, our goal is to create the greatest race, or greatest event, I think is a better way to phrase it.
Race event, yeah.
Anywhere, and people are like, what are you saying? It's like, well, no, we're serious. Like, this is kind of what we're going to do. We have this amazing backdrop and palette to work from, to paint on, to create this, but we also knew there was only, our town had 10,000 people in it. And so if we were going to have a successful event, we had to draw people from outside the area. And you're only going to do that by creating something that's really special. So that's kind of how we get into it. And it's come all the way to
we worked on this. The idea that if you build it, they will come.
Build something
so
special.
Build we it. Built something yes. special that people couldn't get anywhere else. And then they came.
And so I never completed one of those or participated in an Ironman. I heard a lot of the accolades. Yeah, this became what, the largest, 70.3? I mean, tell us more. I mean, so what sprung from a crazy idea, being inspired by one of your friends, to actually completing and getting yourself prepared to actually do one on your own, and then to building what I think was arguably recognized as one of the best in the world, right? I mean,
we did. We won number one must do race in the world from Triathlete Magazine one of the years, and it was amazing. I mean, these people that were descending upon this town to do this race, Ironman world champions coming in from all over the world to do this race, mm-hmm. Olympians. It was just really, really special, because we had the community. So one of the things that's always struck me is like, this is all about community. This is all about the people. And, for me, I got an immense amount of credit that I worked incredibly hard and I was really, really passionate about it. But we had people who really, really believed in it. So I got a lot of the credit, but we had so many people that just would do anything to make this a success.
Well, I think what happened was Keith was so passionate about it that he inspired this whole community of people to join in and, say, well, I want to be a part of it. What can I do? And that's what happened. And then nobody wanted to leave it. They just were in it for as long as it was going to go on. They were in it.
It's an incredible story. As if anyone knows this area, there's not a lot of people. It is incredibly beautiful. But again, if you just think about the task at hand, there is attracting thousands of athletes across. And there's not that many people that can. Actually, let me rephrase that. There's a lot of people that can do it. Not many people actually choose to do it, and not only choose to do it, but then have to fly or somehow get to New Hampshire to do it. I think it's just an incredible testament to the good sweat that it took to pull that off, and I think it's an incredible story. If you kind of fast forward. You then, what happened? How the heck did you get down here? And how did, you told us a story about Runfest. So why St. Pete? And I guess tell us a little bit more about how that, relates to what we're doing now.
So we ended up, we get Timberman, Ironman 70.3 got off the ground. We really, really grew that. And
We added several more events in Austin and Galveston, Texas,
and New England.
And New England.
And I get bored easily. So once we got one up and running, it's like we can create these other ones. In the process, we moved to Austin, Texas, and it was like, Austin at that point was the hotbed for triathlon. It's like, and we had some pro triathletes that were very close friends of ours that had come up to race our races in New England. And they said, why don't you come help? Why don't you put some races on down here? So we kind of split our time between New Hampshire and Austin, and we had two of the biggest events in Texas. We had Austin Ironman 70.3 and then Ironman 70.3 Texas in Galveston. So we kind of split our time between there and New Hampshire, where we had three different events up in New Hampshire. That's kind of how we did it, so it all of a sudden became it became certainly a year-round thing. which was tremendously rewarding.
It was a lot of work.
It was a lot of work, for sure. But
it's not quite as easy as people might think it is, right? Just put out the distances, hit go, and next thing you have to come back.
And I think for me,
so
this is the obligatory, my idol is Walt Disney. And our goal, obviously, with all of these things was to create something where you almost feel like you're going into a different world. Maybe it's the world of triathlon, but it's something that's not just a race. It's, a three-day festival with different things that you're not going to see other places. So that was something that always struck me because I grew up basically as an artist. And that the creative part for me is just incredibly important and fun. And
it makes the experience so much different.
And he has designed every T-shirt, every medal, every logo, everything since the beginning. He's designed himself.
He is the artist in the family. That is for certain. I don't think anyone would want to see the artwork that I would put together.
You're an idea man.
I think it would be it could be entertaining if we compared my designs to yours.
Well, that's
we could let the audience.
This is all about entertainment, I think, isn't it? Yes. So.
Well, then it's an incredible story, and I see a lot of and I wasn't involved. I just heard and obviously heard all the stories from those that were inspired by the event, and I see a lot of what we're doing, what you did with Timberman and the other races in St. Pete Runfest, and I think this one, again, it's been wonderful to work alongside you both and the team to see this thing grow, and it's great too because the reasons why we're doing this I think may even be a little bit different than when you first started. Although, my guess is the inspiration and getting folks to push themselves to believe in themselves and to push beyond what they think they're capable of. I think that probably still rings true.
For me, obviously, we always used to do really, really special things for the people who finished at the end of the race. We always wanted to approach this, because a lot of times we'd have a shorter distance triathlon as part of this. And those are the people that held the soft spot in my heart, which we're doing with St. Pete Runfest, obviously. My feeling was with this stuff, too, is like for someone, this is their Olympics. Right. For someone, we got very caught up. It's like, well, it's a long distance. The finishing Ironman is that's the pinnacle. Right. Well, not necessarily. Right. Maybe it is a 5K. It's a sprint triathlon. So those people to me are just as important. Like, what kind of accomplishment is that for them? I mean, I have a really good story. We were coaching, I was coaching a bunch of triathletes, actually, and we had this rookie program, so we were coaching them, and, they had never done a triathlon, so that was really, really important to them. And I remember I had a race one weekend, it was actually that I had really trained hard for, and I didn't do as well as I thought I would. So I was actually disappointed. I show up the next day, we actually go to one of these sites where we can do open water swims, and I was training them to swim open water swims. And they're on the beach, and I'm walking over, and, she yells out to me, "How'd you do?" And I said, I didn't do that well. She's like, "What are you talking?" She's like, "You did great. You finished." So it totally gave me, it gave me a totally different perspective. It's like, I'm fortunate enough to do this stuff. Her whole goal was I was training her to do the Timberman sprint, which was a quarter mile swim, a 15 mile bike, and a 3 mile run. That for her was the pinnacle. She had never done anything like this. She had never done anything for herself on that. She was a mother of three, that this was finally her opportunity to actually do something for herself. So it gave me a very different perspective. She's like, "Dude, you finished. That's awesome." I was like, "Well, I didn't do that well." It's like, yeah, but so it changed my perspective, which is one of the reasons I did Ironman. I never did Ironman to be the fastest. I knew I wasn't going to do that. It was actually, could I finish it, right?
Yeah.
That was the goal for me. Anyway, so I was asking you the same reason. Why did you choose to do Runfest?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's a lot of the same inspiration we get. I mean, one, for me, it's so much about the city. I absolutely fell in love with St. Pete when I moved here 20 some odd years ago, and I think it was something that I look at, you know, what you've been able to do in terms of helping build the community and that awareness of wellness and health and, you know, the stories that come out of it. I think having that, you know, community-inspired event, I think, does something for the community. I think it pulls people together. I think you're able to raise money and awareness for causes that matter to us and to the community. And I tell you, it's just the simple things, like you know, that story you were just, you know, sharing. I think about it at RunFest, you know, some of the times that I give me the most pride is, you know, I'll sneak down to the finish line, you know, towards the back end of the half marathon and just watch the emotions of and the expressions of the individuals crossing the finish line. And it's so special to see the, you know, the joy they get, the relief they get, the happiness they get, the accomplishment. And that's really special. And yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, when we were talking about what, you know, good sweat and, you know, what the heck is good sweat? And, you know, I mean, we start thinking about why we're doing RunFest. And a lot of it's that, you know, those individuals that, you know, accomplish things that didn't think they could accomplish. And I think we all are in that boat, right? I think about how many times, on a daily basis, you're offered an opportunity to do something and you say no because you're busy or you just don't want to do it or you're uncomfortable doing it. But those days you say yes and you show up and you do it, and the feeling you get when you complete it, it's hard to describe, but you feel it. And you know that it just kind of builds up in you and you get that self-confidence and self-belief from doing stuff that, you know, you challenge yourself and you get comfortable being uncomfortable. And I see that being a big, big part of the event, you know, because every year we have individuals that have, you know, we ask them if they want to run, you know, our rookie program, and you know, typically there's, yes, you know, a few colorful words covered, you know, followed by no way. And but then we get a few of folks to sign up and train, and the, you know, the incredible satisfaction and benefits they get from accomplishing such a task, whether it's a 5K, 10K, you know, we don't care if you walk it, you run it. I think it's still the same for every individual. It is their Olympics, and you know, they're, you know, I think it means a lot. And I think when you start seeing this grow every year, you get thousands and thousands of individuals with those stories, and that permeates the community. And I think it makes the community better. So, you know, I think that when we start looking at why and, you know, how we define good sweat, I think that's a big part of it. It's that, you know, that, you know, pushing yourself to get better and the confidence and the self-belief you get from doing such, you know, the, you know, helping your community and kind of, you know, lifting up groups that, you know, may not ordinarily, you know, be involved or being more inclusive. You know, I think, you know, kind of using this as an opportunity to you know, raise money and awareness for charities that we care about. And we've got some incredible charities, you know, from the Freak Clinic to the Youth Farm to Gold Together. You know, there's a bunch of different groups that we work with that, you know, we make a difference. And then, of course, I think the, you know, the big piece for us too, which, you know, certainly is a work in progress, but the, you know, the sustainability effort, right? So, a lot of events come to our awesome city, and we want to make sure they keep coming to our awesome city. So I think the more we can do to continue to raise the bar on, you know, efficiency, on sustainability, you know, reducing single-use plastics, and it's hard, you know, certainly for us when you have that many participants. So yeah, long-winded answer, but you know, it means a lot to us, and it is I think much like, you know, Timberman and the races you guys put together. It's so much more than just a race. I mean, if it was just a 5K or 10K, and yeah, there's some, you know, I don't want to dismiss that because I think there's a lot of goodness there too, you know, but I think the fact that it's you know, really about making the community stronger and, you know, helping individuals kind of find themselves and find their, you know, kind of their self-belief, I think is a big, big part of why we do this. So, yeah, I guess that's how I would define and look at, you know, not only why we do this, but, you know, kind of the movement we're trying to message about, you know, taking steps in our own lives that I think ultimately will make the community and the planet better.
Well, I think to touch on that too, I think being uncomfortable is it's something I'm trying to live by every day, right? Well, we're doing this podcast for sure, which is far outside anything that I would typically do. But I think for sure every day, can you wake up? Can you do that? Can you know, it's, I read an interesting quote the other day. It's like, you know, do you have 20 years experience or do you have 20 years of living the same year over and over again? So
interesting.
Interesting to me, and I can't remember who said the quote, unfortunately, sadly, but it really struck me. It was like, you know, every day, can you get up and do something that you're uncomfortable doing? And well, we're doing it right now.
Yes.
Sure, we are.
It is a reason why we're doing this, right?
So, yes.
And, you know, who knows if this will, you know, spark any interest in the audience. Hopefully it does for a few, and, you know, gets them to get outside and get, you know, uncomfortable and really push themselves. Our intent with this is our first Good Sweat podcast, and, you know, I think the other, you know, piece that we're really looking to amplify is the, you know, fact we have incredible partners too that have great stories to tell, have great benefits to offer to all of you. And, you know, we're looking at different mediums where the email or the social, yes, those are important, but we thought maybe there's a new, you know, medium or media that could help get those messages out and maybe touch someone else or help someone else along their journey. And the good news is, to your earlier point on, you know, the incredible people that make these events special, we have a bunch of them, and you know, RunFest has got some incredible individuals and people that are part of it. So we wanted to use the Good Sweat podcast as an opportunity to get their message out, in hopes that maybe we could, you know, influence or help inspire, you know, even one more person to get out and grow and get uncomfortable and ultimately grow their self-belief. I think self-belief is so important. For me, it's fleeting. And it's a constant effort to kind of just keep doing the right things and really, you know, try to get better. And we are the ones that define, you know, what that means. And, you know, we know when we're doing it for sure. So we're hopeful that, you know, this first of what will be many podcasts will hopefully get more folks inspired to be great and to believe in themselves more.
No doubt. Yeah, this to us for, you know, it's is it a labor of love? I guess, yes, in some ways it is, because I think this is why, you know, Ryan, you touched on that. This is why we're doing this. It has to be, you know, we said from the beginning, you know, people got involved because it was something bigger than themselves, right? This, for us, for sure, there's a much bigger picture than running a 5K or 10K or a half marathon. And truthfully, that's what's interesting and motivating for us. So we're really, really excited about all these things. We're excited to help people, you know, and inspire. You know, the way I was inspired by my friend who decided to run that marathon. And whatever you're inspired to do or become, that is your call for sure. And but be uncomfortable each day in doing something and watch yourself grow as a person. And you know, I've taken it to heart. I've actually had some health issues recently, which has changed my, you know, actually it hasn't changed my perspective, but it certainly amplified my perspective on the importance of all this stuff and who do you want to be as a person and how do you do that, you know, and learn stuff. You know, I'm becoming a sponge. I'm trying to learn every day, and that's uncomfortable for sure. So it's much easier to just bury my head in my phone and I have to really fight not to do that. So
it is a good fight. It's a good sweat.
It is a good fight and a good sweat.
Good,
yes,
sweat.
Yes.
Well, thank you. And this is and thanks for the time. And Claire, any parting thoughts?
Well, I, you know, the wonderful thing about community is really just a sense of belonging, right? And so that's what we're trying to foster, is that, you know, whether you're a runner or not really a runner, that we're bringing people together as a community just to enjoy St. Pete and everything it has to offer, to support each other, and to help the charities that our home, we call St. Pete home as well, and who have a great positive effect on our community. So Good Sweat encompasses all of that, and that's what we're hoping to accomplish here.
Well said, well said. Well, St. Pete RunFest is the 15th to the 17th of November this year. Come out, run with us. And thanks so much. I love you guys both.
Love you too.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, everyone.
That was fun.